Hi everyone, welcome to this audio recording, which will be all about using your Amazon device. Let's talk about the native features of the Amazon devices first. So what it comes with. There's many things that you can do with your device out of the box. Firstly, you can ask it for information on the web. For example, you might want to ask it when the next soccer match will be on or who won the last tennis game. You can also ask it for the weather or for phone numbers and locations of certain businesses and organizations. You can ask it math questions and conversion questions too. And it also has a calendar, so you can add your events and ask your Alexa what events are coming up next. It also has an alarm and timer option. So for example, you could say, Alexa, set a timer for 5 minutes. The Alexa also has a communication feature. This allows you to drop in on people in your household if they have an Amazon Alexa device in their room, or you can also make phone calls to other people that have Amazon Alexa devices that are not part of your household. For this, you will need to give Alexa permission to access your contacts on your phone. The Amazon devices also have an inbuilt feature called routines. This is where you can set up a custom routine so that the Amazon device will do a certain set of actions at the same time. For example, you might want to wake up in the morning and say, "Good morning, Alexa," and then you might want Alexa to tell you the time, the temperature for the day, and the news headlines as well, all with one fluid voice command. One of the other options on Amazon devices are the ability to access Audible and Kindle books. So Audible books are, as the name suggests, audiobooks, and your Kindle books are your e-books. And the Amazon Alexa devices can play both of them as long as the books are already on your account. The next thing we'll be talking about are skills. What is a skill? Basically, it is like an app, but it's completely driven by your voice, and therefore it is much more simpler than using a smartphone app. Much less complex, but they can be very helpful. An example of a skill is the guide dog skill. The guide dog skill is a skill created by guide dogs so that our clients can access content about us or get in touch with us. The skill allows clients to access the newsletter, which they can pause, play, or get the Alexa to read more quickly. Clients can also access news articles on the catch-up page. They can access a list of upcoming events in various locations around New South Wales and the ACT. And they can get a summary of services, which is particularly helpful if you're a new client to Guide Dogs and you'd like to explore what we can do for you. There are many other skills on the Amazon Alexa devices as well. Some of these skills include audio games, such as trivia. There's also the 7-minute workout, which is a very accessible workout, particularly for people with vision impairments, because all the exercises are described for you if you request help. Another type of workout for those that don't like exercise is the brain workout, which involves math questions and card questions to test your memory. Another type of skill that I like to use are the white noise skills. This is really great if you're a light sleeper and you want some noise to fill the background so that you don't hear sounds in or outside your home that may disturb your sleep. Another good skill is the Mayo Clinic skill, which provides information on first aid. Next, we'll be talking about smart devices. There are many external devices that you can buy and link with your Amazon Alexa device to make your home smarter and more automated. One example of a smart device is smart lights. Now, these could be light globes, or they could also be smart light switches. And when they are installed, you can ask your Alexa to switch your lights on and off. And if you have a dimmer switch, it can dim them as well. You can also get smart vacuums, which can be very handy for those of us with guide dogs or even other pets. You can get your Alexa to do the cleaning, and then your smart vacuum will return to its charging dock of its own accord until it's ready for the next use. You may even want to set up a routine so that your vacuum goes off at the same time every day or on certain days. Another useful smart gadget is smart plugs. This is a plug that can connect to your Wi-Fi and can therefore link any ordinary device to your Alexa. For example, you might have a standard run-of-the-mill heater in your living room that you'd want to switch on and off while you're cozy under a blanket watching TV, and you might not want to get up to do this. Instead, you can connect it to a smart plug, which then goes into your power socket. And once it's all set up, you can ask Alexa to switch the heater on and off. So this kind of smart plug can work for any device that you just need to turn on and off. Unfortunately, it can't do anything fancy like changing the settings on the heater or the fan or any other gadget, but it is a cost-effective way to make devices more user-friendly. Another type of smart device is dog treat dispensers. I know this is a popular one in my home with my guide dog. And you can either get the Alexa to give your dog a treat when you're at home or even remotely if you've left your beloved pet or guide dog for a few hours, just so that they know you're thinking of them. There are so many other things that you can do with your Alexa device, so we encourage you to experiment and learn, and most of all, have fun.